Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1 and 2 Samuel Week 4, The History of the Ark and the Tabernacle, Saturday. Related Verses, Exodus 40, 21 and 34. And he brought the ark into the tabernacle and set up the veil for the screen and screened the ark of the testimony as Jehovah had commanded Moses. Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting and the glory of Jehovah filled the tabernacle. Ephesians 3:16 through 21, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit into the inner man, that Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be full of strength to apprehend with all the saints what the breadth and length and height and depth are, and to know the knowledge surpassing love of Christ, that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. But to him who is able to do superabundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power which operates in us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus unto all the generations forever and ever. Amen. Revelation 21, 1 through 4 and 10 through 11. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and the sea is no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice out of the throne saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will tabernacle with them, and they will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them and be their God. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more, nor will there be sorrow or crying or pain any more, for the former things have passed away. And he carried me away in spirit onto a great and high mountain, and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like a most precious stone, like jasper stone, as clear as crystal. Related reading. The history of the Ark with the Tabernacle is a prefigure of church history, giving us a full portrait of the course and situation of the church from the very beginning to the present time. There are five main aspects of church history. In the beginning, the Tabernacle contained the Ark. As God's dwelling place, the two were one. This prefigures the first stage of the church. The church was the expression of Christ, and Christ was the very content of the church. On the day of Pentecost, Christ was the ark, and the church was the tabernacle. That is the absolutely normal condition. Because of the failure of the people of God, the ark was separated from the tabernacle, and the tabernacle became empty. This portrays the failures of the Christians, causing the church to lose the reality and presence of Christ. This is the second aspect. Christ, as the very content, was separated from the church, and the church became an empty vessel, merely an outward expression with no inward reality. Even today, many so-called Christian churches are empty tabernacles without Christ in them as the reality. The third situation prefigured in the Old Testament is that of the ark without the tabernacle. First in the house of Abinadab for 20 years, and then in the house of Obed-Edom for 3 months, the ark was apart from the tabernacle. The blessing of God came upon Obed-Edom's house because of the ark's presence. Yet the tabernacle was still in Shiloh, separated from the ark. This third condition is much better. However, it is still not normal. Church history reveals that from the second century to the present time, there have been many persons like Obed-Edom with the reality and presence of Christ in their personal lives. The ark was with them, but this was not the normal state. The fourth position is that of the ark in an improper, inadequate tabernacle. King David had prepared a tabernacle in Zion, but it was not according to the pattern revealed by God on the mount. It was a tent pitched according to David's opinion. Church history is full of such incidents. So many faithful Christians do have the ark. Christ alone. Then later they sensed the need of the church life to express Christ, just as David sensed the need of a tabernacle to contain the ark. Thus they pitched a tabernacle. They set up a meeting according to their own understanding. It was good, but it was inadequate. The fourth condition, Christ and an improper church, is only half right. Most people in this poor condition do not have full peace or satisfaction, because in fact they have fallen short of the full purpose of God concerning the church life. The fifth condition is that of the ark with the proper tabernacle enlarged and increased. It is in this situation of Christ with a proper church to express himself that we feel completely at home. The first position is completely right, whereas the second is completely empty. The third position is good but abnormal, and the fourth position is one of half satisfaction. The fifth position is that of Christ as the reality with the proper church as the expression. I believe that in these last days, the Lord is not only going to recover the original normal condition, but he is also going to enlarge the church life and make it more solid. Let us praise him.